When the Taliban swept into power in Afghanistan 1 year ago this month, they said a democratic institution could stay, the media. It's a change from their last time in power when they took over radio stations and banned TV. But the Taliban still have opinions about what media in the country should say, and that affects the work that local journalists do. NPR Stevensky has been asking who's included in the Taliban's Afghanistan. He watched employees of an Afghan TV network produce their evening news.
A sign in this windowless room says Edit Department. 11 people cluster around computer screens, tweaking the different stories for the broadcast that starts in 26 minutes. Upstairs, the head of Tulu News has an office overlooking the brightly lit set. You look through the Venetian blinds and we see red and blue and white studio. Kapelwak Sapai was running this place last year when the Taliban drove into Kabul. His first problem was staff members who left the country, or at least the profession.
We lost more than 90% of our colleagues after 15 August 2021.
More than 90%?
More than 90%. All our reporters, all presenters, all producers, within 10 days after the collapse.
He had to hire an almost entirely new staff. He was lucky to find people from other news organizations that went out of business entirely. Journalism here is hard.
You have to run day and night.
You have to run because there's so much work, or you have to run for your own security?
For both.
A display case at Tulu News holds dusty cameras and microphones carried by Tulu journalists who were killed in years past. Now that the Taliban are in power, the challenge to journalists has changed. The few remaining outlets have to live under a group they once considered a mortal threat. The Committee to Protect Journalists says reporters from several organizations were beaten or jailed for pursuing stories the authorities disliked. And Taliban leaders sometimes visit Tulu TV to give instructions.
We do not have any verified media law.
There is no law.
There is no law. That is the big problem for us.
The Taliban threw out the old government's media law, meaning nobody knows their rights or the red lines. In its place is a vague warning not to broadcast anything against Islam or national security. Yet Tulu has continued to broadcast critical voices.
If we do not do that, then why we should exist?
The United Nations recently blamed Afghanistan's new rulers for extrajudicial killings. Tulu programs analyzed and debated that report. One day, the Taliban ordered the network to stop playing popular foreign TV dramas that included women on screen. The Taliban also ordered Tulu not to say why the shows disappeared. Sapai decided his news program had to report this fact.
Because it was a sensitive story.
Yes.
For that, I myself wrote the story.
And the anchor said it on the air?
Yeah.
Anchor over here in the studio.
And I was arrested also, and the anchor who was just telling the story, he was arrested then.
The anchor was arrested for saying your words.
My words. Yeah.
And you had to go negotiate his freedom. How long was he held?
He was for 24 hours in custody.
Sapai himself was held for an hour. This spring, the Taliban said women must resume covering their faces in public, and this included Tulu journalists on camera.
I myself was suggesting we cannot go ahead anymore. We should close.
You were ready to shut down the channel?
Shut down the channel.
But in a management meeting, company lawyers pushed back.
They came with a little bit different suggestion. They were saying that why we few men are sitting and making decisions regarding the more than 100 women journalists in the company. Let's leave the decision up to them.
Tulu's women journalists met and decided they would cover their faces with COVID face masks so they could keep working. Male journalists performed an act of solidarity.
Is this right that there were some male anchors who also went on the air masks?
Yes, for 4 days.
On the day of our visit, Sapai turned to a computer screen showing a list of stories scheduled for the 6 o'clock news.
Look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
In the bright lights below, the anchor settled in behind his desk. If there was a movie about Tulu TV, he could be played by Alec Baldwin. The lead story came from a female correspondent masked but still on the scene of an international conference on Afghanistan. A later story told of girls in school, or rather, out of it. When the Taliban announced last spring that girls were banned from middle and high schools, the anchor wept on the air while giving the news. And Sapai's team kept following it.
We nearly every day we are trying to have a student school. We are finding the angle, looking for a new angle in covering. We did around 400 stories after the day they announced that the school will not be open.
Today's school story is by the regular education reporter. She is 23-year-old Toba Walizada. How long have you worked at Tulu News?
After the collapse, I came here.
She came from another network that did not survive the change in power. Why did you stay in journalism?
Because I would like to continue my struggle here. It's very hard for me to leave behind everything and go. If I leave, who will be the voice of Afghanistan?
Has your reporting on the schools made the government unhappy?
100%.
She says the authorities don't understand why she keeps covering the same story.
The Ministry of Education always closes the door in my face. I'm always calling the deputy spokesman for the Islamic Emirate. He tells me I have told you already. There's nothing new to say.
But tonight she has yet another fresh angle. Not for the first time, an Afghan ulema, a group of religious scholars, called for girls to be admitted to school. Her story may not be the news the Taliban wanted to hear, yet the self-proclaimed Islamic Emirate could hardly complain about news coverage of Islamic scholars. A few more facts appeared on screens across Afghanistan.
That is NPR's Steve Inskeep in Kabul. His coverage continues tomorrow on Morning Edition, where he tries to answer the question, why are some Afghan women still working while others are not?